Iraqis celebrated last night after their Olympic soccer team defeated Australia. The victory came when forward Imad Mohammed scored Iraq's single point with a bicycle kick in the 64th minute. The soccer team now has a good chance of adding to Iraq's only Olympic medal, a bronze won in weightlifting in 1960. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad on Iraqi reaction to the victory.
Red tracer bullets lit up the sky when Baghdad erupted in an explosion of gunfire last night. For a change, this was no battle. The Iraqis firing these guns were happy.
Bullets. Well, celebrating, that's our way to celebrate.
In addition to the barrage of celebratory gunfire, some men danced in the streets while local television showed music videos applauding the national team. A man named Ahmed Yassim stood under a concrete overhang to protect himself from falling bullets. He said this was a much-needed moment of national pride.
This means that Iraqis are still capable of making victories, not militarily, but even on the sport, we are still champions.
This month, Iraq beat Costa Rica and Portugal, which is a finalist in this year's European Soccer Championship. The team in Greece has offered Iraqis a Cinderella story of wins against overwhelming odds and an escape from the grim realities of war and occupation. This afternoon, at a training field in northern Baghdad, professional soccer players didn't pause their practice for a minute when a long gun battle broke out nearby. 18-year-old Ahmed Hanoun is a forward who, like much of the Olympic team, comes from the besieged Baghdad slums known as Sadr City. He says even for athletes, war has become a way of life.
Just now, on my way to practice, an American convoy near me came under attack and there was shooting everywhere. I had to go home and come back later with my father.
Hanoun, like the rest of his country, will be glued to the television set on Tuesday when Iraq plays Paraguay in the Olympic semifinals. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.